Over the years of doing business across cultures, I've learnt that showing cultural respect can be a real deal maker. That's why it's important to get familiar with international business etiquette. Lack of knowledge about a customer's culture can lead to misunderstanding and frustration. To prevent potential embarrassment, learn how to greet and address business people in the country you're going to visit. In Latin America, expect to shake hands upon introduction. But in China, the traditional way of greeting is a nod or a slight bow. However, when interacting with Westerners, Chinese usually shake hands. Bowing is also the traditional greeting in Japan, where the depth of the bow expresses degree of respect or gratitude. Now, business cards. When you receive a business card, take time to read it carefully. Never place it in a shirt pocket or wallet immediately without examining it first. Ideally, you should place it in a card case. Oh, and remember, while you may write on your own card, never write on someone else's business card.
Being aware of cultural do's and don'ts is essential when you go on a business trip abroad, as it can greatly contribute to the success of your trip. Punctuality is a very important issue, as its value varies throughout the world. Understanding the culture of time may be critical for developing mutually beneficial long-term business relationships without getting upset or angry. For example, in Australia, being punctual is crucial. Good timekeeping is also highly valued in China, Germany, Indonesia, Japan, and Singapore. In many countries, you are always expected to be punctual, even if your client arrives after the appointed time. Especially in France, Israel, Italy, Poland, Portugal, and South Korea. Actually, in certain parts of the world, the lack of punctuality is a fact of life. So become accustomed to waiting for your business counterpart in countries such as Brazil, Spain, Greece, and Ireland. Obviously, you should not let this relaxed local attitude undermine your professionalism and credibility.
It's easy to unintentionally offend a client and blow the deal if you don't pay attention to your gestures. Generally speaking, gestures help to emphasize a point, but the same gestures may have different meanings in different parts of the world, which can lead to confusion. For example, an outstretched fist with a thumb extended straight up, known as a thumbs-up sign, is a positive gesture in the USA. However, in most of the Middle East and parts of Africa, this symbol can be obscene. Similarly, the AOK sign done by connecting the thumb and forefinger into a circle is a commonly positive gesture in most Western countries. It usually means all's well. Yet, in certain parts of Europe, such as Denmark or Italy, the gesture is considered offensive, as it means something like you are a zero or you're nothing. In Brazil and Russia, and in some Mediterranean countries, it can be taken as a vulgar insult.
In order to make a good impression on a potential business partner, it is critical to have some understanding of the way in which business attire is treated in the country you are visiting. First of all, the significance of colour can diverge surprisingly from culture to culture. That's why an unwise choice of colours can give business associates a negative impression. For example, in China, where red is considered a lucky colour, wearing a red tie is a good choice. However, white is the colour of mourning, and a businessman wearing a white tie can make a funereal impression. In Brazil, you should avoid wearing a tie with the combination of yellow and green, as these are Brazil's national colours and should not be worn by anyone who is not Brazilian. In the Middle East, a green tie can give the impression that you support local Islamic parties, as green is the colour of Islam. This should not be a problem in officially Islamic countries such as Saudi Arabia or Kuwait. However, in certain secular states, which are currently under pressure from Muslim fundamentalists, a green tie can make an undesirable impression.